with the editor with Railways Africa magazine. I am so pleased. I have bumped into Victor from SNCC. He's the director of planning.
SNCC, I would like just to say that it's the DRC railway, and it covers a length of 3,641 kilometers. The second in the Southern Africa, in SADC region, after the Transnet Railway, TFR.
Yes.
Yeah. But we are not transporting enough cargo as Transnet is doing. We are very, very low, even compared to the other railways in the region, because of the problem of our track.
Yes.
It's in a bad condition, and there is a lack of rolling stock, but the cargo is there.
The cargo is definitely there.
Yes.
You guys are almost, in my view, the center of the world with all the commodities that you have that can be moved by rail. So what are you doing? How are you fixing it?
For the moment, the SNCC has been transformed from a public institution, it has become a commercial society, which means that it can deal with everyone. Freely. The only owner remains the government, but it's open to any other investors who would like to come and invest in DRC, in SNCC, eventually to replace the rail, to renew it, and even to buy some rolling stock. But according to the way we are, the conditions we are meeting on the international market, we are facing many problems. People can come and declare the intention to invest in DRC, and after some time they disappear.
Okay.
So we don't understand what's happening. But in the meantime, the actual board, and especially the MD, Fabien Mutom-Kankato, he has installed procedure by where we are trying to get more cargo. And that procedure is consisting in what we call in French, le droit de passage, which is a kind of access fee. We open the rail to private operators who can bring their locomotives and their wagons and get the reduction of the fees to pay. The tariff is a preferential one. When you bring your locomotive, we are reducing the tariff of 25%.
Yes.
Which means that if you have to pay, let's say, $100 on each wagon you are carrying for us, you'll be, instead of paying $100, you'll pay $80. Yeah. So you are gaining 20.
Yes.
And if someone brings wagons, for each wagon he's bringing with cargo in, the tariff is reduced of 15%, which means if for a wagon you have to pay $100, you'll pay $85, and the 15 is for you. And on that way, we have attracted about 13 private, among others, Impala, CSB, Pure Trans, we've got Glencore, we've got Africa Union Development, we've got even Green Road, and we requested to all our neighbors, like Zambia Railways, NRZ or TFR, to do the same. If they've got, especially TFR, it's just to sign with us a contract so that they can start coming with the cargo in their own rolling stock and get a reduction.
And are you finding that you're charging enough for that open access to look after your track?
Yes, we are getting more cargo. We are transporting in import before this procedure start. It is launched in March 2022.
Yes.
But the people were coming, slowly. Now we have got a lot of people. There is Swala Logistics, yes. So there are many, and they've been called by the mining, because the mining are tired with the road.
Yes,
the road is saturated. Yeah, especially in DRC, even in the other countries, they are complaining about their roads with those trucks. Sometimes in DRC, we see from Lubumbashi to Kasumbalesa, we can have all the road with the trucks, which are not moving. They are stuck there. So the solution is to use the rail. And that's why the Development Bank of Africa, they would like to invest in the construction of a dry port in Kasumbalesa, so that all the trucks from the oilers from outside will come with containers and offload them at Kasumbalesa in the dry port, and then trucks from DRC on road or on the train will be taking those containers to the, the mining. And we do the same in the other direction.
Okay.
We take from the mines to the Kasumbalesa board, and then the transform abroad take them and go to the destination. We have noticed an increase. We're just getting from import less than 5,000 tons per month. Now we are around 10.
Okay.
Yes, for just import. And for export, the same. It was less than 2,000. Now we have around 5,000 per month tons.
Okay.
Yes. So things are changing. And when all those operators will be operating, it will be best. But the problem is the condition of our rail. The track is not in a good, and some of the people like Glencore promised to come in and invest in
the track.
Yes, so we are still waiting.
All right. So, but you know, whilst you wait and you're waiting for that kind of investment, what can SNCC do to fix the track?
I mean, for the track, we are getting some money from the government.
Yes.
But it is not very important. But it helps us to renew some small
sections,
yes. And we have got, as I told you, that now being a commercial company, we are open to private. So there is a private Impala who, he gave the fees for transport on his future transport.
Okay.
He gave us 60 million to renew 80 kilometers. We are on that project.
Okay.
Yes. And they will be getting it back when we'll start transport. We've already starting transportation, but they are not giving us enough cargo so that we can reach that amount. But they are ready, and the money is ready.
Okay.
And the money is ready. And we have already started. We have ordered some rails, those...
crossings, the turnouts, sleepers.
No, sleepers, and the other stuff of the rail. In 2015, 38 locomotives. Yeah, but we did not use them well. Now we are around 20, 25 locomotives, which are operational. But the government has bought for us 10 locomotives. We have got the first five. The following five will follow. I mean, next, maybe in May or June. We are in the process of buying, acquiring 8 locomotives of second hand. We are repairing.
Yes.
On the 38 we got in 20 years.
15.
We have got a program for repairing them and so that they can be operational. We are based now on the droit de passage. Mm-hmm. Because we have got now, I think, 15 locomotives.
Okay.
From the operators. We call them in French Interland Minier. Mm-hmm. This Katanga.
Okay.
Where we have got mines.
Yes.
We have left them it to those locomotives of private.
Yes.
And all our locomotives, we have sent them to the other regions of SNCC.
Okay.
Because they are also producing.
Yes.
And they produce more than the mines because tariffs are
higher.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, we transport agriculture products and other things.
And then are you looking at expanding your railway network?
There is many projects, especially to extend it to Kinshasa, to connect the port of Ilebo, which is in the center of DRC, to Kinshasa, so that SNCC becomes the only national railway, so that it can cover even the capital. Because now we have got in the capital a railway from Kinshasa to Matadi, 360 kilometers,
okay,
which is belonging to another company, Onatra. But that one is for port, you know it.
Yes.
It's for port and other things,
okay,
but not for railway.
Oh.
Yes. That railway belongs, in fact, on papers to SNCC.
Okay.
So we like to connect Ilebo to Kinshasa so that
you can do that
recover.
Network.
Yeah,
yes, you can recover that.
Yes.
Okay, so what other railway projects are on the go?
The mines. The project is to go to 5,000. Actually, they are producing 2.3 million of tons. Like sulfur, coal, petrol. There is the same quantity in import.
Yes.
Which means 2.3 or 0.5, which means 5 million tons.
Yes.
That we have to carry. We have to go up to there. Because now we are carrying less than 500,000, which is too low.
Well, Victor, I thank you very much for your time.
You're
it was
welcome.
Lovely to meet you here in Zambia.